Our theme today is going to be You Have a Story to Tell, and we're going to be looking at the story of Gideon. But I've got a wee video to share. Now, I love these people because I targeted them, and you know, you don't, when someone comes up to you and says, can you do a video for me? I don't know if everyone loves to do that, so I really appreciate these guys. And it's this theme of about our story, like as if our life represents this story. So we'll just quickly go in, if Sybil can play that, and that would be awesome.
The title would be God's Unexpected and Wonderful Ways.
I would call it The Mosaic.
I think the title would be Reclaimed by Love.
Yeah, I think it's just that in my life, oftentimes God has led me ways that were really unexpected for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places where I didn't expect to be in Aberdeen, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think oftentimes when I look back on it, I can see how He guided me and how I was supposed to end up where I'm right now. So,
yeah, so it would be about a girl who, through each chapter, gets to know God on a deeper level through obstacles and challenges, who learns to trust and is given more and more faith as she as she learns to come to the end of her own resources and self-sufficiency, and learns to see and recognize God's faithfulness in her life.
I think the story will be about someone who was wondering about meaning and purpose, about who I am or what could I be. Until the life is really interrupted by God, who steps down in love and makes him discover his creatureliness. He's a creature and he's meant to be someone. It's not about who we want to be, we have a purpose. I think that would be the main point.
Lots of moments like that, but I think I'm in a moment like that at the moment, because as many of you know, maybe I have Daniel and I preparing for ordination in the Church of England, and I know that I don't have what it takes, but I think similar to Gideon, he at the end when he's losing all of his warriors and he's basically left with a small group of guys, he realizes that it's actually God who has to step in at that moment. And I think that's for me at the moment. Just knowing that I'm not able to do this, but that God can.
My immediate thought is moving to Aberdeen. Kevin and I basically sold almost everything we had and packed a bag and hopped on an airplane, left our friends and family and all of our stability to take on this adventure and make new friends and be a part of a new church. And God's really blessed us in the newness and in the faith where when you make decisions like this, sometimes you're given a little bit to go off of, and as you take each step, you get a little bit more and a little bit more. So I suppose just like Gideon, as he got to the end of his own resources, and I think of the term let go and let God. And I think that's been a really powerful concept in my life.
Yeah, I think there's a moment in the Gideon story where God calls him and tells him to destroy all his idols. And I think that's something that I saw in my life. My life was surrounded by what we call idols. In every generation, someone is an idol. And those gave me security. It was my life, gave me meaning. And it was a time which I had to do away with them and to follow God and His mission that He had for me. And so that was definitely a step of faith, because I had to find my identity, reshape my whole story. Not by those idols around me, but by God's call and the purpose He had for me.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you for my volunteer. And Rory, who's not here, who made that video, I couldn't do that. So that wasn't me, but he did amazing. But again, as I said, I've titled this message, You Have a Story to Tell. And we're going to look at the story of Gideon. However, this talk is just not about the story of Gideon. It's also about the story God has for your life and more importantly, what God wants to do through your life in the future and continue that story. This is a story where God is the author, and he has a purpose and a plan for you. We hear that a lot, but so many times we go through life and we forget that purpose, that plan that he has for our life. Your life is so important, and God is writing that story right now. If Jesus, obviously I'm thinking that everyone knows Jesus here, but if you don't, then maybe today's the day. But if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then you belong to God, your past is redeemed, and you're actually part of his story. And if you're living and breathing on this earth, then he's not finished yet. He's still writing this story, and there's more to come. No matter your age, the disappointments that you've had, the failures, the mistakes that you've been through, or the limits that you've even put on yourself or God, it doesn't matter, because God still wants to write this story through your life. And it's a living testimony of Jesus saving you and continuing to make you all who you're made to be. So many times we feel like our life is insignificant, and we feel like almost like our story is not special, or maybe we compare it to other people and we think there's nothing special about my life or my story. And we can even feel like a book on the shelf that no one wants to read. Okay, if we're doing this analogy of the story, I'll go there. You know, we feel like what's important about us? And or maybe actually we've slowly become the author of our story, that actually subtly we've taken the place that God wants to have in our life. And actually, you know, you have a story to tell, but it's a testimony of God's grace. And it's actually God writing the story through your life. He wants to write that story. It's so important because it's actually part of God's bigger story and what he's doing in the world today. And just like Gideon, we're going to look at that now. You know, Gideon, I don't know if he knew how much we'd be reading his story today, but it's not just about Gideon, it's about what God did through Gideon's life and how actually he had a plan for Gideon's life, which is part of God's bigger story. God chose Gideon as an answer to the problem that the Israelites were facing. And as I said before, Gideon's story became part of God's story. And God had a plan for Israel. We know that he's used other leaders in the past. Moses, we all know him. But at this occasion, he chose Gideon. And, you know, Gideon actually uses Gideon. You know, we read a bit of the story, but I'm sure you all know the story. I've ruined the ending if you don't. But Gideon actually, God uses Gideon to save the Israelites from the Midianites. And, you know, in the end, Gideon was obedient to everything that God asked. Every detail Gideon was actually obedient to. And I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from Gideon and his responses, so that's why I picked this story. And it felt like God wanted to focus on your story today, but he wanted to encourage you guys that actually your story is so important. You are so significant, and there's only one you in the world, and God made you to be here. And actually, it's so significant. So we're going to look at Gideon's story, but I want you to have that theme in your head, that, okay, what does God want to say to me today? We're going to look at the themes faith, confidence, and obedience. And I just invite you to put yourself in the shoes of Gideon and ask God to reveal anything that he wants to speak to you about. I'll do my best to share a message. You know, I'll just be me, okay? But I'm trusting God to speak to you and really encourage you guys what he wants to say today. So I'm just going to read verse 11 again, just to remind us. Moira read so beautifully, all them hard words. I'm going to skip the hard words and just start at verse 11 or verse 12 actually, because that skips even more hard words. Okay, so verse 11, Judges 6. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Were all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of the Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hands. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied. "How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down the Midianites, leaving none alive." And I'll just stop there for now. So we're going to look at Gideon's responses and what God's saying to Gideon, and see what we can learn from that. So basically, the Lord says to Gideon, "The Lord is with you." He's telling him, I think if an angel came to you, that would already be enough. But he even says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." And, you know, he tells Gideon that he's with him, and he calls out how he sees Gideon, a mighty warrior. Gideon's first response, you know, is doubt, you know, because he's trying to be polite, because he's saying, pardon me, my lord. But there's that big but there, right? But if the Lord is with us, why? Why has all this happened? Where are all his wonders? Where that the ancestors told us about? And Gideon, although mentions these wonders that God has in the past, his present circumstance and what's happening causes him to doubt who God is. Even though he's heard about this is a God that does miracles and wonders, because of what's happening around him with the Midianites taking over, he's got this doubt saying, God, even though you're telling me that you're with me and I'm a mighty warrior, why is all this happening? So, you know, he lets his present circumstance define how he sees God and how he sees himself, even after God speaks to him. So, when God tells us who we are and who he is to us, we have two choices. We either believe it, really simply believe it, no matter what our circumstance is, or we can simply let our circumstances define that and change that. You know, where can we have faith in God when we don't understand what's happening? When we realize, actually, what's happening around me doesn't make sense. And in that moment, Gideon was challenged because he was faced with this doubt. So my first point, faith. Who is God to you, and what do you believe he thinks about you? Who is God to you, and what do you believe he thinks about you? If you're not secure in what God says about you or what you think God is like, it's so easy to be swayed by your circumstances. You know, when circumstances are difficult and challenging, that really tests our faith. We all know that. But it's hard when you're in it, right? It's hard when you're in that, you know, tension and things are not happening. You're faced with pain, disappointment, and you're like, God, are you there? And, you know, Gideon was faced with this doubt. But actually, we can see that it's so important to actually realize we have to be so secure in who God is to us and what we think he thinks about us. Do we realize his children? Do we realize that he's with us? And, you know, Gideon had to overcome this doubt. And we know, because we know the end of the story, we know that he does. But however, sometimes doubt can be a real stumbling block to believing who God is to us and what he's saying. If we spend so much time focusing on our problems, we really can forget the faithfulness of God. I know I've been guilty of that. You know, if there's lots of problems, your mind's consumed, but you actually forget who God is to you and what God's like. And we can forget the promises in his word, and we can just completely forget maybe even our history with God. So how do we access this faith and, like Gideon, overcome this doubt? We must be grounded in the word of God and grow in relationship with him. And you know, we're not alone. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to know this truth, not just in our heads, but in our hearts, so that when circumstances come that maybe don't line up with who God is, we can trust and have faith that God doesn't change. I love this verse in Hebrews 12 where it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Jesus grows your faith. We must keep our eyes on him, spend time in prayer, and build in a relationship with him, and he'll perfect our faith. He will keep us going. It's okay to be aware of problems. You know, who cannot be aware of problems? You know, it's hard not to. But don't let them take your eyes off Jesus, because he's going to keep you going. He's going to perfect your faith. It's okay to have doubts. I think, you know, we all can get doubts sometimes. But don't let it be a stumbling block to believe in who God is in your life and what he's going to do. So, a big point of it as well, like sometimes we have faith and we don't have faith in certain areas of our life because of the pain that we've been through or the disappointments that we've been through. And I was always really challenged when I met, a lot of you guys knew, when I went out to Africa and did trips to Congo. And one of the main pastors out there that we used to spend a lot of time with, you know, he had lost so much. He'd lost his wife. He'd lost, you know, so much devastation, war, and many family members. And sometimes we can't relate to that war and violence, but we all go through pain. But what I was so surprised by him, his faith was so secure in God. And he would laugh and he would have joy. And I realized, you know, his present circumstances, his past, did turn him away from God. It just led him closer. Even the things he doesn't understand. And we have that same invitation today. We need faith in who God is and who we are in order for God to tell the story for our lives. If we don't have that faith, we will turn away. We won't maybe step into the plans that God has for us. So my first point, now that was a longer point, so my next points are shorter, so don't worry, I'll keep an eye on the clock. But my next point is confidence. So let's just look at the Lord's second response to Gideon. Lord says to Gideon, go in the strength that you have. Am I not sending you? Gideon's response again is, I just love how he's being so polite. Pardon me, my Lord. You know, I think he's probably feeling quite nervous because he's questioning a lot of what God's saying. But I love that this is in the Bible, it's almost permission, right? But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest and I am the least in the family. So again, Gideon starts to look at his own insecurities and inadequacies, and he was looking inwardly, finding no confidence in him instead of looking to God. Can you relate to that? How many times even in the promises in the Bible that God tells us to go into the nations and preach the gospel and all these crazy things, or even you felt God put things in your heart, but when it comes to that time to make that decision to go and do it, I'm not enough, I feel inadequate, or you feel so weak that you can't do it. But this is a good point. I was encouraged by this. Your confidence doesn't have to come from yourself. It's the fact that God's with you. You know, your confidence doesn't come from yourself. It comes from the fact that God is with you. When God sends you, you're enough just as you are. Another way to put it, I like to put it like this, like when God calls you, he qualifies you. Sometimes we can forget because of these insecurities and our weaknesses, we can forget what God's already said to us. And, you know, God had said to Gideon, you know, I'm going to be with you. You're a mighty warrior. I'm sending you. But Gideon was he was looking inwardly. How many times have we felt a nudge to do something? And maybe God's put it in our heart, but we focused on how we feel, or maybe that we don't feel inadequate, and rather than what God said to us. And sometimes we think, God's never spoke to me, but God's spoken in the Word. I'm lifting up my phone, but it's my Bible today, so. He's spoken in the Word, all these promises, you know. So God has had so many promises of your life, of who you are. And when we read these promises, we can be secure in them. And we can realize that we are enough because God says we're enough, and he sends us. So don't forget he is with you when he sends you, and you're enough just as you are. So God wants us to have confidence in him so that when he says go, I'm basically just repeating myself, we don't let these inadequacies, weaknesses get in the way. We can just go, we can do it, knowing that he's our confidence, knowing that he is with us. I love this verse in John 14 where it says, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. You know, Jesus taught through all the Bible, and his disciples were worried when he went. But, you know, through the Holy Spirit, we have access to God, and he's walking with us. And, you know, I felt so many times not confident. Like, even coming up today, I'm like, in myself, I don't feel confident. But I know God's with me, and I know I'm meant to be, for this particular talk, I was meant to share it. But equally, I remember going back to university, and I felt God was telling me to go back. I thought, I was never academic. Like, God, why are you doing this? You got it wrong. But I knew God was saying to do it, and my confidence came from him. And I know you guys might relate to that, but there might be things in the future, as we're talking about this story, that actually God wants you to know that your confidence doesn't come from yourself. It comes from the fact that he's with you. And so many times we can miss out on things because we look to ourselves. So that's the next point. Obedience, third point, and final point. Be encouraged because God still used Gideon, even though he had many doubts at first. If you read this whole story, he needed lots of insurances. He felt weak and inadequate. But God still used Gideon to save the Israelites from the Midianites. He used him because he was obedient in the end. And if you look through the story, he was so obedient. Even the details of his life, even in like things that God asked him, he was so obedient to what God was saying. And later in the chapter, in verse 34, we can see that God actually anointed Gideon as he went. In verse 34, I'll just read it. The Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon. Other versions say it like the Spirit came on him like a glove. And, you know, we've got to realize that actually when God tells us to go, when we're obedient to go, and we let go of our excuses, and we just do what God is asking us to do, it's the Holy Spirit that will anoint us for the task. And I don't know if Gideon knew that, but the Holy Spirit was going to come on him. And how much more that we have the Holy Spirit within us because of what Jesus has done. When we obey, God will make that way clear. And it's easy to think, okay, God, tell me what's going to happen. And actually, he did do this for Gideon, but tell me what's going to happen. Tell me all the outcome, and then I'll do it. But it's not our job to determine the outcome. It's just our job to be obedient to what God's saying. You don't have to worry about the outcome and what's going to happen. You don't even need to see the full picture. Just take that first step. Victory came for the Israelites because of Gideon's obedience to everything God was asking him. And as I said, even in the tiniest of details. What victories do you think God wants to bring through your life because of your obedience? It's sometimes not the big decisions. Sometimes we're looking for these big decisions that if we're obedient to God, and maybe it will be that, but sometimes it's just the everyday small decisions to be obedient, just the everyday things. What is God saying? And again, we can all hear from God. It says that in the Bible. But if you feel not confident of that when you're thinking, oh, I can't hear from God like Gideon is in the Bible, the Word of God. God wants to speak through that Word of God. You know, He can speak to us through His promises. God has a story, and His plan is to redeem mankind. And we are part of that story. Guys, there's so many problems in the world, and so many times we don't realize how much God wants to use our story to make a difference in the lives of others, because it's part of His story. One of the biggest problems is so many people don't know Him. And just my last verse I'm going to share is in 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. You know, we are part of this plan for people to come to know Jesus. And that, you know, our story is so significant. And so many times we can, as I said at the start, we don't feel it's significant. But it is so important. And even more important, it's going to look different for everyone. But we're in part of God's story in redeeming the whole world. Gideon needed faith and confidence in God and full obedience. Not partial obedience, but full obedience to do what God was telling him to do. And the cool thing was, he really did fulfill what God said over him at the start. He said, you're a mighty warrior. And Gideon was. And I don't know, again, if Gideon knew what was the outcome of his life going to be, he might, you know, but he just was obedient to what God was asking. I wonder what would have happened if he never overcame these obstacles of doubt. I wonder what the story would have been like. But Gideon got a chance to be part of God's story and what he did through his life. And I'm just going to share another little part, because all I can speak is about my own life, right? My own experience. And I know obedience has been a massive thing for me, and sometimes when it's not make sense. And I just want to share this just in case it encourages guys. I remember when I was applied for social work after school to do a degree. I just had in my mind I have to do a degree. And I in my gap year, I heard about this ministry school in America, and I felt like God said to me, Rebecca, you should do it. And I thought, God, it's crazy, I've never been to America, this is a crazy idea. And I just left it, and the more and more, couldn't leave me. And obviously in the end, six years ago now, I made a decision to move to America and do this ministry school. And it changed my life. And at first, there was a lot of, is this the right thing to do? I wasn't sure. And actually, when I was over there, after 3 years, I felt God say, move back to Aberdeen. I was like, I'm not moving back to Aberdeen, I love California. No way. And you know what? That's how I married Grant. So I was obedient. And you know, so many times we don't realize our decisions to what God's asking. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. But I encourage you guys, don't do partial obedience, full obedience to what God is asking us to do. Your story is so important because God is the author of your life. And He wants to write the best story. Our response each day to God will determine how the story is written. He didn't make us as robots. You know, we have choices to make. And it's kind of, I just guess I've got this invitation. Will you surrender your life again to the story that God intended? You know, you are made for God, and He knows you, and He has the best for you. And it's never too late. Nothing is wasted. You know, maybe that you feel a bit like Gideon, where you have constant excuses, and you feel like, I don't want to let them hinder me from following what God is asking me to do. Or maybe you've limited God in your life, and you just have felt like, you know, there's so many doubts that's creeped in and your faith feels really small. Or maybe God is just saying to you, it's about a decision. He's just saying, go in the strength you have. Don't overthink it. Just go. Just do it. Or maybe you've lost confidence in God. And maybe it's because of the past. There's been disappointments. There's been grief. There's been loss. And you do have a lot of questions like, God, where were you in that time? I don't know if you were there. Maybe God wants to restore your faith today. Maybe He wants to heal that part of your life. And sometimes we want to rip out them chapters of our life and think, okay, God, I don't really know what happened there. But actually, every failure, every disappointment, every mistake, every heartache, every pain, God can turn around for good. I'll just read this verse. You all know it. And we know that in all things, God works out for the good for those who love Him. In Romans 28, He works everything out for the good. So you don't have to worry about what happened in the past. But going forwards, will you surrender again? Last thing, do you feel that the obedience thing really hit you? You feel that actually, I feel like I'm obedient on my own terms. Like I'm obedient sometimes, but actually God, if it doesn't suit me, I don't want to be obedient. Maybe God wants to give you that strength to be obedient to him today, and actually to know that he's got the best for you. It's not always a bad idea. So I guess I'm going to invite the band up soon. Or just now, Granny, just come on up. Yeah. but just again, you know, the theme, you have a story to tell. God wants to write your story. You are significant. We're all significant here. We can't compare stories, but we are all part of God's story. And I guess the invitation is, maybe any things that I've said, or if you can't remember, just ask God. And maybe your response today is just in your chair, but maybe you need someone to pray for you and you need to come up to the front and think, actually, God, I need to make a decision. I need to actually take a physical step to represent something that's going on in my heart. But whatever it is, I just feel like God wants to invite you guys to surrender again. And some of you guys might feel that actually, oh, I feel like there's nothing much more for me. But I want to encourage you, if you're still here, God's got more for you. So I just, yeah, I'll leave it to you guys. And just, I'm just going to pray and then... Please, if you feel you need to come to the front, I'm looking at Sandra. If the ministry will come, they'll be there. But equally, you don't have to. It might just be on your chair, okay? But I just remain seated in this time, and then we'll do a final offering song after that. But yeah, God, I just thank you so much that you have made us, that you know us, and that you have the best for us. I thank you, God, that you have a story for our lives, and you're still writing it, and you have more for us. And whatever it is, God, that you want to speak to us back to today, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal it to us. Whether we need more faith, confidence, obedience, or simply, God, we need to know that you are with us, that we're not alone. Or maybe, God, we've felt like we're tired, that we've got nothing more in our lives that's going to be important. I just pray, God, for you to speak to that individual, that just remind them that they're so important, that their story is important. So come, Holy Spirit, now. We pray that we can just listen and receive from you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.